Welcome back, everybody, to the Armored God Catholic Radio Network. This is Tom McNew again, coming to you from the hallows of the St. Colby Studio here in our brand new offices, and we're glad everybody is tuned in with us today. A very special guest with us today, a name that many of you will recognize in a different role, and that's really kind of what we're going to talk about today. Dr. Joe Poyman, who is the current president for the Texans for Life Coalition, is joining us today, and we're going to talk about where the pro-life movement is going and why Dr. Joe is working now with Texans for Life. So, Dr. Joe, thanks for joining us.
Tom, thanks so much for having me on here. What an honor.
We appreciate you carving some time out for us. So let's talk a little bit about, again, many of our listeners will recognize you from all your years and as founding and 38 years, is that right?
Correct, with Texas, 38 years.
Texas Alliance for Life?
With Texas Alliance for Life, yes. Yeah.
So talk a little bit about that transition from TAL to Texans for Life now.
Well, Texans Alliance for Life, great organization, remains a great organization, and I just felt that was my calling to be there for all those years and build it up and met the greatest people in the world.
Amen.
And some great churches, and what a great movement, protecting unborn babies and mothers from the tragedy of abortion. That's the goal.
Mm-hmm. And
it comes a time, you know, that maybe God has other plans for us.
Amen.
And we don't always know what those plans are, but we've got to be open. Mm-hmm. Tom, do we not? We've got to be open to changes. So it became clear to me that God was calling me to do something else. Mm-hmm. So in August of 2025, last summer, mm-hmm. I decided to resign that position. Didn't know exactly where I was going to go. Maybe retire. Hey, I'm in my mid-60s. A lot of people think that's great. Great to start hitting the golf course or travel. Yeah, a lot of great things to do in life. I found myself in September. Here I am. I'm retired. I started making lists of local parks that I want to visit. I started washing my car. I started vacuuming my car. I still had all this time on my hands. And I realized God had more things to do. And I started going to the local rec center and the exercise classes. Mm-hmm. And my wife said, Joe, don't get too comfortable. You need to get out there and do something. So it so happened that there's another group that partnered with Texas Alliance for Life. And the name of that group you just mentioned, Texans for Life Coalition. Mm-hmm. Now, it's a statewide organization. It's got Texas in the name. But their principal footprint, Tom, is in North Texas.
Okay.
And that means Dallas, Fort Worth, up to the Red River.
Mm-hmm.
Two great Catholic dioceses there,
Amen.
Fort Worth and Dallas, two great bishops, Bishop Olson in Fort Worth, Bishop Burns in Dallas. Mm-hmm. So, and just a lot of wonderful churches. That's where they are. Mm-hmm. They've been around since 1974.
Really? Wow.
All this time. And their director, some of your folks may well be familiar with this name, Kyleen Wright. Mm-hmm. Kyleen Wright, she was the director since the mid-80s.
Mm.
And a great lady. She had been involved in pro-life since she was a teen.
Wow.
I'm just an advocate for the babies. So, and she and I and the Texas Catholic Conference of Bishops, we would lobby together mm-hmm. very closely for pro-life bills, promoting the good ones, stopping the bad ones, stopping the pro-abortion stuff. We did that for many, many years in the Capitol. Mm-hmm. Well, Kyleen and I were not only professional colleagues, we were friends that mm-hmm. you become friends with when you work with people mm-hmm. closely, and we work closely in the Capitol. We were together at the end of August for a picture on the steps of the Capitol.
Wow.
Jennifer Allman, so a lot of people know, is the mm-hmm. awesome
yes.
executive director of the Texas Catholic Conference of Bishops. Myself and Kyleen Wright, we posed for a picture after a pro-life bill got passed in August of last summer.
Wow.
And it was at night. I still have that picture on my phone, and we have framed that. Kyleen passed away just a few days later, out of the blue, Tom.
I mean,
just God took her. She dropped dead of a heart attack in her home just a few days later.
May she rest in peace.
She, absolutely. And she was a great lady. Far as we all knew, she was in good health. Mm. I think her staff and volunteers knew her to be in good health. Suddenly, she just left us.
Wow.
So the organization, Texans for Life, was without a leader.
Mm.
And some of the people there said, hey, you know, Joe, we understand you just became available. Why don't you think about this? I approached the board, and the board was getting close to shutting down the organization.
Wow.
They just had no one to lead it.
Wow.
Not something they wanted to do, but that just seemed to be inevitable. I approached them. A few days later, they called me and said, okay, you're hired. Your first day is October 1st of 2025, last fall. So I live in Austin. I live in Austin, and the office is in Arlington,
wow,
which was about 3 hours away on a good day, if nobody sneezes and drops a handkerchief on I-35 and causes a traffic jam. So I drive up to Arlington and work out of the office for 3 days a week, and then I drive back. I-35, Tom, and I have become very good friends. Very good friends, and I'm not going to say anything ill about my good friends. So we spend a lot of time together, I-35, and drive up there. It's working out great, actually. TxDOT does a great job.
Yeah.
And I love it. I am meeting the best people, meeting wonderful pro-lifers. There's beautiful churches there, mm-hmm, a great community of pro-lifers, and I am having the time. And I feel, Tom, this is exactly where God wants me to be.
Yeah.
Just got, so I'm just really pleased. I have the privilege of working to protect unborn babies and their mothers from abortion continued. And I have faith that Texas Alliance for Life will, you know, continue along very well.
Yes, yes. And I agree, and I will second that emotion that TAL will continue. There's a ton of great people involved in that,
yes,
in that organization. And I just, you know, we always, hindsight is 20/20. And it's easy to look back and go, man, you know, that worked out perfectly. Or I wish I'd have done this, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And it's easy, even now, just a few months removed from your transition from TAL to Texans for Life, that it's easy to look back and go, then Lord worked perfect timing again.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, at the time, we don't know. When you're in the trench, things are... Mm-hmm. Bullets are flying overhead. You don't really know what's going on, but you have to have faith in God.
Yeah.
We have to have faith in God and know that He's in control. You hear this so much, but, and I knew this may happen to me. Years ago, my wife said, you know, Joe, you love that job, but someday they're going to take the old mule out into the field and shoot it. No, not literally, but you know, my wife was preparing me, of course. There's a mm-hmm, time mm-hmm. when things are going to change in your life. I'm mid-60s, and there's this change. I just feel so privileged to be available to keep this wonderful organization, Texans for Life, going and just enjoying the heck out of it. Plenty of challenges, plenty of stuff, but plenty of work to do, but it's great.
And I want to get into some of that work here in just a minute, but I think this is an opportunity to kind of really highlight that, you know, changing from one organization, changing from, you know, the United States Army to running a Catholic radio station, for example, those are necessary changes, but have had that I would like to think for Amory and I specifically that we've had a major impact on a lot of people.
No doubt you have.
And arguably, you sort of rescued this organization. As you mentioned, they were getting ready to shut down, and now here they are. They're going to be able to thrive and survive.
They had a great staff. They had a great board.
Yeah.
They had a great set of volunteers, but they just had no one to head it up with the proper experience, and I was available.
So then what exactly does Texans for Life Coalition want from their president? Can you kind of describe some of your job duties?
My title is president, and that puts me on the board of directors.
Okay.
So they've got a great board of directors who are very experienced, been around for a long time. So I'm part of the board, and I run the board meetings, but basically I'm the CEO of the organization.
Okay.
Okay. Sometimes I'm involved in making strategic decisions. We're picking dates for our events and so forth. I'm rattling the tin cup. There's fundraising to be done. And I'm having a great time meeting these very generous and very devoted donors who have been keeping the organization thriving for all these years, and meeting these people. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, we're working the computers. I'm kind of revamping some of the operations, modernizing things. So I'm the CEO. I've got a small staff. Got some volunteers, and we hope to be expanding because North Texas needs it, the state of Texas. Very important portion of my job is lobbying in the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I continue to reside in Austin, which means I can come to the Capitol very easily.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the Texas legislature is not meeting. They are in between their sessions. They really only meet for 20 weeks every two years. Mm-hmm. Beginning in January. So that means the next time they're meeting is January 2027. So I will continue to have a very active presence mm-hmm. in the Capitol, working with Texas Alliance for Life, working with the Catholic bishops, the Texas, other groups that we work with the Baptists quite mm-hmm. strongly mm-hmm. right now, mm-hmm. and other groups working together to advance the pro-life cause, making Texas really the state with the best pro-life laws. And I'm not saying that to be bragging, but I mean,
mm-hmm. it's the truth.
It really is the truth. We have, in terms of promoting alternatives to abortion, yeah. in terms of protecting unborn babies, there's more to be done, which we'll get to, but I'm just so proud of Texas. Yeah. And I have the privilege of continuing that mission.
That's great. And just so everyone, especially we have a lot of people in our footprint here who may not necessarily born and raised in Texas. And so I think we sometimes get this idea that the legislature, although they're only in session for, as you said, 20 weeks every 2 years, there's a lot of work going on outside of the sessions in preparation for and immediately after each one of those, specifically working towards what are the next issues? How do we continue to progress the movement, in this case,
great,
the pro-life
great
movement?
Great point. Yeah, there's a lot that goes on. And Texas, unlike a lot of states, is a citizen legislature, meaning these people don't work for the government for a living. They can't. They make $7,000 a month. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's kind of pathetic.
Yeah,
but
and that's – but so they have to have their jobs. Well, they have to have their jobs and live and work in their communities. Mm-hmm. So – what does that mean is they're only meeting every 2 years, but there's a lot of committee hearings that go on between fact-finding type stuff and drafting bills, meeting with people, learning about the issues. Legislators spend time giving talks or listening sessions, mm-hmm, town mm-hmm. halls in their districts to get the sense of things. So they're still going on. I'm working with my partners, the partners I mentioned. Mm-hmm. We're coming up with a slate of goals. But I'll tell you, the first thing for Texas is we have the best pro-life laws in terms of Amen. Promoting alternatives to abortion, in terms of protecting unborn babies from the tragedy of abortion, mm-hmm. beginning at conception. But we have got to hold these gains.
Yes.
We've got to hold these gains. So people always say, hey, Dr. Joe, what's next? And I'm saying, first thing, remember, we have fantastic laws. We have got to prevent them from being weakened. Mm-hmm. That's huge. Mm-hmm. There are some nip and tucks that we got to do. For example, this Alternatives to Abortion program, the legislature funded that, Tom, at $200 million for the two-year budget. There's no state that comes close. So what does that do? That provides grants and funding to pregnancy centers, maternity homes, adoption agencies to provide women with an unplanned pregnancy with everything she needs to successfully carry that unborn baby to term, give birth to the baby, and continue to care for that baby for, get this, 3 years after the birth of the child. Yeah. I mean, it's just sensational. Three years.
I'm gonna give you a little Jeopardy question here.
Yeah.
How many pregnancy resource centers across the state of Texas?
Well, by our count, it's approaching 300.
Okay.
300, which is sensational.
That's fantastic.
Oh yeah, it's sensational.
That's at least one in every county.
And then
some.
And actually, there are some counties which are very rural.
Sure.
You know, some of these counties have more sheep than. Yeah. people. But the point is, we have a huge number. I think Harris County probably has 40 by my count. I mean, it's incredible. The Central Texas, based in Austin area around there, those counties have something like 24 pregnancy centers, maternity homes, and adoption agencies, and some great ones. Yeah. And I've seen you at some of their dinners, Tom. Wonderful ones. So, we've got great resources.
Yeah. So where is the movement going? You mentioned holding the gains. So where is the movement going here in the state of Texas?
Okay, good question. There's a couple bills that I'd like to see that we realize there's a need for, and one of them is a bill that would make it a felony offense, a very serious offense, to take a child across state lines for a secret abortion without the consent of parents. Mm. All right. If there's an abortion in Texas, that's already a felony offense. If someone mm-hmm. helps a minor or anybody, or including the parents, you can't do that in Texas. But can you take there's some of these crazy organizations that will take young girls to New Mexico or to Colorado for secret abortions. The parents don't even know this. That should be, we know it's going on. I can't tell you exactly how many, but it's tragic.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to make that an offense. So that's a law we'd like to get passed. It got introduced, a bill got introduced in the House and Senate last time, just didn't move. We had a whole lot of other things. Another thing is, Tom, we have done nothing to, for as much as we've done to protect unborn babies beginning at conception, we have done nothing to protect babies in vitro fertilization labs. And okay. Texas has some 40 or 50 of those.
Wow.
They are virtually unregulated, including with federal regs. So unborn babies are created with IVF. They're frozen. They're thawed. They're destroyed. Sometimes they're transferred for pregnancy. We don't know. So why not some kind of a law that would require reporting so we can put a handle on this? But we believe there are thousands of these little unborn Texans, these little unborn embryos, babies being created, and there's no regulation whatsoever. That these are human lives.
That's just baffling to me that there are no that there's no oversight on any of these IVF clinics.
It's virtually, and there's a lot of money involved.
Oh yeah, that doesn't surprise
there's
me at all.
There's a lot of money involved. A lot of very desperate people who are being used. So we're not saying we should ban the process. I don't think realistically we're going to get there. And there's actually moral ways to do it without destroying human lives. That's what
exactly.
I meant to say.
Yes.
Now, the Catholic Church doesn't support it under any circumstances, but the point is there is a way to do it without, and I'm not advocating it, but I'm just saying you can do it without destroying human lives.
Right.
But we don't even know what's going on. We don't even know the scope of the issue right now. So that's another issue. We want to continue to expand the alternatives to abortion, protect these girls from being taken for secret abortions, look at the IVF issue. There's some other issues we want to do. I'll tell you one thing we don't want to do is criminalize abortion for women.
Yeah. Let's talk about this because that's the abolitionists that have a pretty good stranglehold on some parts of this state, and Austin is probably one of them, they continue to advocate for no abortion, no excuses, no exceptions, and anybody and everybody who's involved should go to jail.
Yeah. These abolitionists are some folks. They're probably well-intentioned, Tom, you know, but that's way off the rails in terms of what's really should be done. They want to abolish abortion, but really what they're talking about is criminalizing abortion for women. They want a woman who's had an abortion to be prosecuted, and including under the murder laws, and that includes the possible death penalty. So, Tom, back in 2019, before the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, there were about 55,000 abortions a year.
Really?
So under their view, there would be 55,000 women who should be prosecuted for homicide.
Wow.
And the death penalty. Now, we think
my laughter is from a place of absolute bafflement.
Right.
How anybody could even make this argument.
No, they're very definite on it, and they just believe that that is the only way that it's going to stop abortion. Well, you know, there's a lot of things that are illegal and felonies, they go on anyway.
Yeah.
The problem is we have abortion pills that are being mailed into Texas, and women can self-administer them. That's very dangerous. That's wrong. The mailing of the pills is a felony offense. I mean, if you get caught helping that is 99 years in prison in Texas, all right? But we think that prosecuting the woman is not going to help. First of all, a woman with an unplanned pregnancy, she needs information about compassionate alternatives to abortion, one of these 300 pregnancy centers.
She needs help.
She needs help. She does not need the threat of jail time. Yeah. She does not need the threat of the death penalty. That's just not going to help. Tom, and Texas has the ability to do that. So two things I'd like to see. I'd like to see more information about alternatives to abortion being broadcast, and you're doing that with your great, great radio station here. Number two, I'd like to see more district attorneys actually prosecute those people who are shipping these pills in. Mm-hmm. Now, no law is going to have perfect enforcement.
Yeah.
I mean, we have narcotics being shipped in from Latin America all the time. We all know that. Yeah. Even it's highly illegal. So it's always going to go on. These pills are always going to go on to some extent, but the DAs could be doing a lot better job.
Mm-hmm.
That should happen. There are some prosecutions going on, and we're really grateful to that. There's some in around the Houston area. There's
really
Galveston, yeah. Texas has some, but
you don't hear about that on the you know the mainstream media at all.
Too few.
Yeah.
Too few.
Yeah.
So, you know, like nightlifenews.com, the pro-life mm-hmm, outlet, mm-hmm. they cover from time to time
sure.
when it happens. But there needs to be a whole lot more. And then we need that information about alternatives to abortion. We need the prosecution. And I think this problem will be mitigated to a lot of extent. And a lot of women will not feel so threatened by her circumstances,
sure.
by the abusive boyfriend, by the abusive husband, that she seeks getting these pills, which should be supervised by a physician if they're going to be taken, and they shouldn't be. But the point is, these are dangerous to the woman.
Yeah.
I mean, she puts her life in danger by doing this all by herself. What if her pregnancy is an ectopic pregnancy, which can rupture and cause her to bleed to death, and the pills don't do anything to address that? It just gives her a false thinking that she's not going to be pregnant anymore. It's not the case. So I think we need to get more information out there. We need to provide more information about the wonderful alternatives to abortion mm-hmm. that Texas mm-hmm. provides. And we need to prosecute these scoundrels who are taking advantage of these women for sheer profit.
Yeah.
It's awful what's happening. Yeah. This is exploitation.
But the idea, the illogical idea of prosecuting a woman because she's been either victimized by, as you said, an abusive husband, abusive father, or abusive boyfriend, whatever.
Right.
Criminalizing her for seeking an abortion isn't going to win hearts and minds.
It's not going to win hearts and minds. It will turn the public against us.
Yes.
And Texas, which has the best laws, if that became the law, death penalty for women, Tom, within a couple of election cycles, we would lose the public.
Yeah.
Our laws would erode. We would have repealing of these laws. It would be awful.
We'd take 5, 6, 7 steps backwards.
It would be.
In the pro-life movement.
Texas would become a New York or a yeah. Colorado. Our laws would be – we would lose the hearts and minds of the public. Exactly. Mm. So it just for many reasons, it's just not the way to go, and we have a better alternative already. So –
yeah.
The abolitionists, remember, reason I'm dwelling on it is they have their sights set on the Capitol.
Yep.
They had a bill that they wanted to pass last session. It didn't get passed. They want to do this again. We just need to make sure alternatives, not abolitionists.
Yes. Amen. Amen. We got just a couple minutes left here, and so I want to kind of dive into a little bit more of this. Of the responsibility of the DAs to prosecute some of these folks that we know are mailing these drug pills. Any thoughts on, because we don't want to turn into, you know, communist China where we're opening people's mail and things like that. And I don't think that there's anybody in the pro-life movement that is advocating something along those lines. But it seems to me that there are ways that we could do a better job of preventing that stuff from getting through.
There's several very prominent national and international organizations that have taken it upon themselves to set up websites
mm-hmm.
to mail these pills to people, and it's inexpensive, unfortunately, you know, less than $200.
Yep.
They don't require the woman to have any
medical
supervision. No, their doctors are not involved in this at all. It's just awful. Supposedly, some of them don't allow for minors, but you know, there's no real verification. I mean, it's awful. The law is such, and it was a law that the legislature passed in 2021, and it went into effect shortly after the Supreme Court mm-hmm. overturned Roe v. Wade, called the Human Life Protection Act, and it has very severe penalties, as it should be, because we're talking about innocent human mm-hmm. lives. First-degree felony offense, that's life in prison, 99 years in prison.
Wow.
If that. the Attorney General can bring a $100,000 fine, and he has in several times. And if it's a medical person involved, automatic loss of license. Now, it's not so easy to nab these people if they're being mailed in from out of state. And some of the states have passed shield laws that protect them. The New York won't honor Texas law. California, they got kind of got cute.
Yeah.
They kind of got cute and does this. But we believe that I think we're not even sure that the DAs are even trying. And there's some states where there are not shield laws.
Sure.
So I don't know. Are they setting up stings?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they do in other type of laws. Are they? I think we need a couple of high profile convictions.
Okay.
That will really show everyone that
we're serious.
That we're serious. Now there's a county which is just to the west of Harris County on I-20, Waller County, and the DA there found a midwife who was posing as a doctor running an illegal abortion facility.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, there are no legal abortion facilities in Texas, so
they're
all illegal. And she is being prosecuted right now.
That'll be interesting. Yes.
So that DA took it seriously, and we may get a great conviction out of that.
That'd be great.
That would be great. She needs to go to prison for a long, long time for the human lives that she was involved with taking.
Dr. Joe, thank you very much for coming and sharing an update with us on you personally and the Texans for Life Coalition in general. We got about a minute left here, so kind of just talk a little bit. Where is you mentioned expansion for the coalition.
Yeah.
Where do you see that expansion?
Well, we got some great events. We got a Walk for Life coming up, and ours is in North Texas, so we've got four sites in Dallas County, Tarrant County, and one site out in Gillespie County, Fredericksburg.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got a site out there. We've got a great dinner coming up with a Catholic speaker, Emily Campagno from Fox.
Yeah.
She's going to be our speaker in September. All this information's on our website, TexLife.org. TexLife.org.
Yeah. That's T-E-X Life, L-I-F-E, T-E-X Life. .org, TexLife.org. We'll make sure and link it in our show notes. And Dr. Joe, thanks again for always.
Thank you, Tom.
Appreciate your support to us and support for babies all over the great state of Texas. God bless you. And remember, folks, to put on the armor of God.